You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
You still feel you're the most trusted name in news? Because I have to say, from what I've been hearing on these phone calls, I don't know about that. I mean, we got a lot of recordings that indicate you're not really that independent of a journalist.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. So everybody, in light of that, I think what we'll do is we'll set up a new system, and we'll be back with you. We'll do the rest of the call a little bit later.
Boom. Boom. James O'Keefe with Project Veritas and what he was doing regarding CNN President Zucker. This is December 2nd, 2020. Now, James O'Keefe yesterday started circulating the word, I've got outstanding sources and information and actual sound of how CNN handles its daily production meetings, deciding what they're going to put on the air for you. In other words, what can we put out there, one, that will scare the bejesus out of you, and two, trash Trump, and of course, three, yeah, we got to lift Biden up. O'Keefe claims he has 2 months, 2 months of recording those CNN morning production meetings. A key point, regardless of what else exists, in the tape you just heard, and apparently in numerous other tapes, the CNN president, Jeff Zucker, decides it's part of his issue to be involved in production meetings deciding what CNN will cover that day. In other words, the boss comes in and says, that should be covered. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got it. I've been in broadcast journalism for 50-plus years. I remember only one time someone outside the news department coming in and telling us we should cover something. It was not the president of the company. It was not the general manager of the station. It was the sales representative, the chief sales guy. He said, I'm really trying to get this client, so you guys, if you go cover that for us. And we look at him like, are you crazy? You going to tell us to build news around your client? If you've got something legitimate and he issues a news release or press release from his operation, well, then we'll consider it. But you're going to come in and tell us, and there should always be a barrier. And for those who don't like my next statement, because it's not politically correct, a Chinese wall between news and management at the top level. I'm not talking about news management. I'm talking about at the top level and also reference sales. You know what happened after Zucker was caught on that audio? We heard him say, okay, guys, Thanks, James, for your idea, and you're raising a question. Guys, we're going to adjourn, and we'll redo this later. And they got off that Zoom international or call that they were doing and so forth, switched to another source to cut him out. And then later, CNN tweeted, legal experts say this may be a felony. We referred it to law enforcement. Well, there are possible reasons. Third-party intercept and our recording without knowledge of other parties. There are a lot of things that could come into play. But I will remind you that CNN aired tape recordings of Melania Trump, the first lady, in a phone conversation she was having then with senior advisor Stephanie Wolkoff, who was taping Melania. Why? Because she was trying to destroy the Trump presidency from inside, and she thought the first lady is stupid enough, I can suck her in. We're going to get into that as well. And there are more allegations of election fraud. We're going to look at how the left is using the same playbook now to try to win the Georgia Senate seats. How to rig an election? They know how. We'll discuss that coming up a little bit later. And we are seeing a battle over the issue of defunding police. Defunding police. You're probably thinking, well, of course, conservatives are not going to like it. Progressives, they're all about it. They want to jump in. All the Democrats want to jump in. Not so fast, monkey. Former President Obama is saying to these guys, progressive AOCs and others, you're stupid. You can't do that. Oh, and this Christmas, not just reindeer games, but COVID games. And yes, you will play, one way or the other. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
We are slowly returning to normal as we knew life before COVID. Still, you need to be cautious. Make sure your business, school, place of worship are safe. Now, that's where Wellington Environmental can help. You can schedule professional fogging or deep cleaning with just a phone call. I'll give you a number. But first, you should know Wellington Environmental now offers fogging equipment you can use. These individual units are in high demand. Wellington has them available for now. They cost about $500, but my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. Save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional fogging, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Maricopa County GOP Chairwoman Linda Brickman testified before members of the Arizona State Legislature. She said she personally observed votes for President Trump being tallied as votes for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden by Dominion machines.
I observed with my Democratic partner the preparation of a new ballot since the original one was soiled or wouldn't go through the tabulators.
Brickman is a veteran county elections worker and the GOP head of one of the country's largest counties. Her testimony was submitted in a sworn affidavit under penalty of perjury.
I read her a Trump Republican ballot, and as soon as she entered it into the system, the ballot defaulted on the screen to a Biden Democratic ballot.
She remarked that when she reported the issue to election supervisors, others in the room also commented that they had witnessed the same manipulation. Brickman says she witnessed votes shift from Trump to Biden more than once when input into Dominion machines. She alleged that she was later threatened by election supervisors at the Maricopa County Tabulation and Election Center for speaking out about what she saw. She told the hearing many people were threatened.
I'm here because I think this is our duty to speak the truth and hear the truth.
That is a news clip from NTD News reporting on what we told you about yesterday. The Maricopa County GOP chairwoman, Linda Brickman, testifying before members of the Arizona State Legislature, supposedly, actually investigating to find out was the election compromised in any way. And you heard what she said, same thing we told you yesterday. She said, I observed with my Democrat partner, in other words, another poll watcher with her who represents the Democrats. I observed with my Democrat partner the preparation of a new ballot since the original one soiled and would not go through the tabulators. See what they do in a case like that. If they can make everything out, but the paper is crinkled or something's on it and it's not going to go through properly, they sit there and copy the information to another ballot under, supposedly, the watchful eye of a poll watcher, both sides taking part in it. So they did that. They did it bit by bit and then ran it into the machine again. And according to, again, the Maricopa County GOP chairwoman, Linda Brickman, as soon as we entered it into the system that showed it was a Trump ballot, it defaulted on the screen and ended up being a Biden Democrat ballot. And she said, I saw votes shift from Trump to Biden more than once when they were put into these Dominion machines. And you heard her say, we were threatened. I and others were being threatened by election supervisors for speaking out about what we saw. She said, I'm here because I think this is our duty to speak the truth, hear the truth. Well, of course, you would expect, let me ask you this, riddle me this. Do you think the head of Dominion, overseeing these voting machines and everything they sold all across the nation, I know they're in 30-plus states, he wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal. Riddle me this, do you think he admitted, yeah, we rigged it, we put it all together like that so it would go that way? Well, of course not. Of course not, Larry, you stupid. And of course not. He wrote an op-ed denying all allegations. All allegations. And there's another issue we'll bring up in just a moment that the Maricopa County chairwoman, Linda Brickman, brought in. The Dominion voting machines and their software in play numerous states. But there are a lot of things behind the scene. Other fraud concerns. Let me deal with something that I know a lot of folks rushed in on yesterday, and you're probably saying, hey, Bill Barr said, the Attorney General said to the Associated Press, and Larry, you even reported it, there's no evidence of widespread fraud to overturn the election. That is correct. I did report that. And that is a statement from Barr. But I told you, I said, I want you to look at the wording of it. He said, to date, which means the inquiry was still going on. Well, it takes a while to put a case together. I mean, most of you grew up on 30-minute sitcoms and TV pop, cop shows, 60 minutes at the most. Everything will be solved in 60 minutes. Actual prosecution, building a case, proving it, takes time. Time is not the friend of the Republicans at this point. So even though Bill Barr said that, after that interview, and we all knew what was going to happen. We knew the mainstream media was going to blast it. In fact, somebody, a friend, fellow poker player, who follows the program, when I put up, he immediately said, look at this, Larry. And I said, well, I'm glad you put it in front of me because I might have missed it. If it's not on my radio page, if you don't post comments to Larry Connors USA Facebook, if you just go to the other account, I might not see it during the program. I actually monitor Larry Connors USA Facebook during the program for comments. Sometimes I share them, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I reply to them at that time or later. But I happen to flip over and see it, so I'm obviously it's a story. If the Attorney General said, we have found to date no evidence of widespread voter fraud. And again, this guy, along with the other members of the left, suddenly jumped in on it, saying, see, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. Well, the Justice Department, following that statement from A.G. Barr, and of course, in case you don't know it, he is head of the Justice Department, is reiterating, we're not done. And we are vowing to pursue all specific and credible allegations of ballot fraud. The DOJ spokesman did not deny the AP report, but was at odds with how media outlets represented it. Here was the statement. Some media outlets have incorrectly reported that the department has concluded its investigation of the election fraud and announced an affirmative finding of no fraud in the election. That is not what the Associated Press reported, nor what the Attorney General stated. The department will continue to receive and vigorously pursue all specific and credible allegations of fraud as expeditiously as possible. So, no, it's not over. It's not over by a far stretch. But again, time. Time is an issue coming up. I'll remind you, and this poll was released last Thursday, I think it is. This is a Newsmax McLaughlin Associates poll. And states more than two-thirds of the nation says it is fair for Donald Trump to ask for a recount in key states. Two-thirds say it's fair, ask for a recount. And despite the close contest, 65% of Americans say the election will ultimately be decided honestly. They want to believe that it will be decided honestly. And that isn't just Trump supporters, that's all Americans. A third of all voters, 35% said there was, quote, significant fraud. 94% of the Republicans blame most of the fraud on Democrats. 6% say Republicans were behind it. All the swamp creatures got in there, and they want to get rid of Trump. That's why everybody on the down part of the slate, all the Senate congressional races, went to town and whipped up some big numbers, but Trump just fell short considerably. And 51% of those polls say voter fraud is a problem in big Democrat-run cities. 51%, 49% say, no, it's not a problem. 90% approve voter identification laws to make sure every vote cast in the election is cast by a legal citizen eligible to vote. And 57% believe media organizations, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, should declare Biden the winner even as recounts are being conducted in multiple states. But the vast majority of Trump voters, 77%, and Republicans in general, that would include Republicans who did not vote for Trump, say the media should not do that at this point. And they add 42% believe the media coverage has been unfair and biased against Trump. We're going to get into that in more detail in the next hour as we look at the Project Veritas and how they've been putting stories together in their morning production meetings. From Town Hall, you know, we get some of our news coverage and information from Town Hall from time to time. This was a column written by one of their authors and said, this column does not in any way allege that Democrats, Joe Biden, the mainstream media, big tech, any other entrenched left-leaning institution in this country rigged the 2020 election. God forbid anyone would think such a thing. And it goes through that if they're going to cheat, how would they do it? Well, first, make sure voter rolls are full of ineligible voters, deceased, non-citizens, those who moved out of state. The next thing, send a ballot to every voter on the voter rolls, regardless of whether they ask for an absentee ballot or not. And he said then they would count ballots without any careful check of signatures on the ballot versus the signature on the voter's registration. Which brings us back now to the testimony that was given in front of the Arizona legislators as they were looking at, discussing, did we have any fraud? Did things not happen properly in our election? Speaking about signatures and signature verification, it's not enough to just count the vote, but verify it's legitimate. Again, the statement from the Maricopa County GOP chairwoman, Linda Brickman, in her sworn testimony.
Signature verification standards were constantly being lowered by supervisors in order to move more quickly and process the higher amount of early and mail-in ballots from the 15 points of similarities reduced to a minimum of 3, lowered to 1, and ultimately none.
How about that? Well, we're going to verify. We need several, and then finally, well, we don't need anything. We're just going to accept it. Something else I should point out while we're still talking about Arizona. That's just one state. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, other key states, Georgia, still in play. It turns out that the chair of the Republican Party, the actual chair of the Republican Party, and the one I was talking about, you're hearing, was a GOP chairwoman, but not the actual chair. She left her position, according to a Newsweek magazine report, November 11, I just happened to come across. She left her position on around that date after the voting and everything. Why? Well, because word got out that she, who is supposed to be the chair of the Republican Party overseeing everything, she did not show up to see an exhibit of the equipment of Dominion voting systems, a pre-election test. She just didn't bother. Just didn't bother. So Republican State Representative Kelly Townsend called for her to resign. How can you be the head of your Republican Party in your county and you don't bother to go see an election, pre-election test of the tabulation machines? Is it because you don't really care? Or you think it won't make a difference? It's going to be rigged anyway? The bottom line is you failed to do the job you were supposed to be doing. And there are more issues. Even more issues. And before the hour's out, we'll be joined by Jack Smith of the Heritage Foundation with even more details of some of these investigations. And going forward. Quick break, and then I'll bring up speed on some other items.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So, as I was saying, there are so many stories that keep coming up, and they're being verified in the sense that folks are willing to testify under penalty of perjury as what they saw took place. Numerous stories. In some cases, probably hundreds upon hundreds. I mean, they just keep coming in, and what's being done about them? Well, in many cases, folks just say, yeah, it's just your word against their word, whatever. Riddle me this. If the situation were reversed and Trump had won this election, and he may still yet. I know some of you don't want to hear that. Realistically, I don't think he will, but then again, you know, I'm going to say what? And do you imagine if the situation were reversed, the mainstream media would just be sitting on the sidelines, not questioning Dominion voting and its tabulations or how anything went down, not preparing for the coronation of Joe Biden? They would be screaming, wall-to-wall coverage, it's rigged, we got cheated. The same thing they did when Trump did win. And, of course, now that it might have gone the other way, they're saying, oh, no, elections can't be bought and rigged. Well, you claimed they could with the Russian help and hackers for the last 4 years, and now suddenly you don't think it's possible and you want to believe. Of course you're going to believe the guy that has a voting Dominion voting machine tabulations and project. You think he's going to say his company is a failure? Are you kidding me? But then you had to look at some other things. I quoted you yesterday some comments from Philip Klein, former district attorney, Kansas Attorney General. And he is with the Amistad Project looking at a lot of these questions and breaking them down. And he said that in some cases, the information is being given directly to the FBI. Now, the FBI is not responding on a comment. They never do. One of the cases involved a truck driver for a subcontract with UPS. Said he was driving a truck filled with potentially 288,000 ballots on October 21st. The truck, the ballots disappeared from a parked location after he dropped it there. 288,000 ballots just disappeared. So did they end up in the hands of someone to use them? And, of course, we got the big race coming up in Georgia, the Senate race, how important that is. And the Secretary of State of Georgia, who's been under fire anyway from Trump for the way he's handled generally his election and investigations of it, he is now acknowledging that, yes, we are going to aggressively go after those ineligible, out-of-state, or deceased voters before the January 5 Senate runoff elections. He said, I'm issuing clear warnings. Anyone working to ruin the integrity of elections in Georgia by rushing in and claiming citizenship, so forth, that's a fraud, and we will go after you. Well, speaking of that particular election, they might not be in that spot if Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's statement held true. First of all, he said, we had the problem because Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. And then we had the issue with North Carolina Senate candidate Cal Cunningham's extramarital affair. Schumer specifically blamed Cunningham's inability to keep his zipper up for why the Democrats are unable to have more than a 50-seat majority in the next Congress. It's still going to be a battle. Stand by. We're going to be joined by Zach Smith with the Heritage Foundation and more election fraud questions.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Glad to welcome back aboard. We've had him on numerous times before. I know you guys appreciate him, his knowledge and information. Zach Smith with the Heritage Foundation, an expert in constitutional law and other election issues. Zach, welcome back, sir.
Thanks so much for having me on, Larry. Good to be back.
Well, here's what I want to break down. Several things I want to cover with you. Let's begin first with a story that suddenly, and I knew yesterday as soon as I saw it on the AP, it was going to be ballyhooed by the mainstream media press. It says, oh, it's all over. A.G. Barr says there is no allegation, no credible allegation, no fraud done, period. But what he actually said is, as of now, we have no evidence of massive fraud of anything that would overturn the election. And the Associated Press reported apparently exactly what he said. But the mainstream media rushed out and said, and I've seen calls and comments on my communications with other folks. See, Larry, it's all over. It's a fraud. I mean, all this complaints about illegal, it's wrong. Let's get your take on the Barr remarks and then what happened.
No, I think that's exactly right, Larry. You know, what A.G. Barr said is that they don't have evidence at the Department of Justice that would basically be so widespread, so systemic, that it would overturn the election results. What A.G. Barr was careful to say that there are several instances of particularized allegations of fraud that the department is investigating. And so really, at this point, it's a question of the scale and the scope of the fraud that was committed and that's under investigation. And so while the attorney general came out and said he didn't think there was enough evidence to support a conclusion that there was, you know, such widespread, such rampant fraud that the outcome of the election could be reversed. It certainly does not mean that there was no election fraud committed this past election cycle.
And his opening statement was, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome. He doesn't just carelessly toss words around. That's a distinct use of that phrase.
Well, and you have to remember, too, Larry, this is different. Criminal prosecution is different in some fundamental ways from many of the civil lawsuits that we've been seeing. And so it's important to keep in mind that for a criminal prosecution, the Department of Justice has to prove the charges they bring beyond a reasonable doubt. And that's the highest burden we have in our legal system. And so even if there is some indication of irregularity, some evidence of fraud, unless the Department of Justice and the prosecutors handling the case believe they can prove the charges beyond a reasonable doubt, they can't bring the case.
Well, of course,
and so that makes it very, very difficult for them to prosecute many of these allegations of fraud.
Well, there's some things that are just staring us in the face, and we think, you know, are you asking questions? Are they inquiring about that? And that specifically, for instance, and I aired her comments earlier, and I know you're familiar with them, the Maricopa County GOP chairwoman, Linda Brickman, testifying before the Arizona State Legislature the other day that said she, along with her Democrat partner, as they were preparing a new ballot, once they got it prepared, it was a Trump ballot. Once they entered it, it defaulted to show Biden. Now, that could be, quote, a glitch, or it could be a built-in software. I mean, to me, that is a starting point that definitely needs to be examined.
Well, absolutely. Anytime there are allegations or the appearance that voting machines are malfunctioning or not counting votes correctly, it absolutely has to be investigated. But, you know, we've seen a lot of these allegations, pretty, you know, substantial allegations made about a lot of these voting systems that so far we just haven't seen the evidence to back it up. You know, in Georgia, there were allegations that the voting machines were malfunctioning. But when they did the hand recount, the ballots were, you know, it turned out the machines were pretty accurate. Now, they did find additional votes that had not been counted in several counties, which is a major issue. But it appears that was a failure in the processes that those county election officials had in place. And so I think as we start looking at this election, it's important to figure out what went wrong and how we can fix it moving forward.
I think it was yesterday the Georgia Secretary of State, who's a Republican, has taken a lot of flack from Trump on the way they've been doing things. He expressed his frustration with Fulton County, that they had only about 80 to 88% of the votes counted in their recount, I should say, of Fulton County. And he said, we're getting all this, you know, we're tired of Fulton County always being dysfunctional. In other words, acknowledging there are a lot
right.
of problems in that county. And the other issue being just counting and saying, this is Biden, this is Biden, this is Biden, this, oh, here's a Trump, this is a Biden, Biden, Biden. If you're not verifying the authenticity, the signature, is a person alive? To me, they're just recounting marbles.
Right. No, that's absolutely right, Larry. You know, there are basic safeguards put in place in many jurisdictions across the country for our elections. But unfortunately, we've seen some basic failures. You know, like you said, in many counties, they were not adhering to the signature match requirements. In many counties, they were not checking the ballots against the voter rolls to make sure that they had accurate and up-to-date information. And then you also have to keep in mind, in many counties, even in places where photo ID is required to vote, it's often not required to vote by mail. And so, again, you know, I think we all need to take a hard look, think about this past election, and think about how we can make our electoral process more secure as we prepare for, you know, the upcoming election.
Now, again, I'm going to quote her because Maricopa County GOP Chairwoman Linda Brickman, in appearing before the legislature the other day, talking about what she saw, she said, I think it's our duty to speak out. And she was talking about the signature verification standards were constantly being lowered by supervisors so we could move faster and process a higher amount of early and mail-in ballots. And we knew there was going to be a flood of these mail-in ballots. And she pointed out for the 15 points of similarities, on a signature, it got reduced to a minimum of 3, then to 1, and then finally none. Just pass each one through. Just consider it's legit. That doesn't sound
that
doesn't sound the way it should be done.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, if we look at many of these states, one of the things we need to look at is the absentee ballot rejection rate in this election cycle versus what it was in previous election cycles. And so if we see a lower absentee ballot rejection rate for this election cycle, especially when there was a great, you know, increase in the number of voters who voted by absentee or vote by mail, you know, that's something that certainly needs to be investigated. We need to figure out why that happened and really make sure that exactly what you were talking about, that election officials really are adhering to the basic safeguards we have in place.
You're listening to Jack Smith with the Heritage Foundation, expert on constitutional law, voting. And riddle me this, Zach. If the situation were reversed and Biden teams were finding all these glitches, signatures being rushed through, ballots missing and then suddenly dumped in the night, do you think the mainstream media would care about that story? And would we hear noises and complaints about it was rigged at that point?
Well, I think they should care about this story regardless of
I agree. Boy, that's a great point. I agree. We want a fair election regardless of who wins, but go ahead.
No, that's absolutely right, Larry, because at the end of the day, you know, our ability to choose our elected leaders, to vote on matters that are important to us, is one of our fundamental rights, really the foundation of our system of government. And so to make sure that we have confidence in the integrity of our electoral process and the outcomes of our elections, you know, that really should be a bipartisan issue because, again, regardless of what candidate wins, you know, we all should want to have confidence in the process that's used to declare that winner.
You did a great piece in Daily Signal reference rogue prosecutors. I do not have time to get into that. I'm going to have to rebook you for that one because I want to deal with Attorney General Barr yesterday stating that he appointed veteran prosecutor John Durham to continue investigating the origins of the FBI 2016 probe into the Trump campaign in Russia. And he said, I would have done it and notified everyone earlier because the order was dated October 19th, but he didn't notify them until yesterday, saying I did not want to do it on top of the election. What does this mean? What does this say that he's telling Durham continue even after if Biden's inaugurated and sworn in?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So currently, John Durham is the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, and all 94 U.S. attorneys in the country are political appointees. So presumably, when the Biden, you know, if a Biden administration takes office and it comes in, they can and usually do typically fire all of the previous administration's appointed U.S. attorneys. And so by appointing John Durham to be the special counsel, Bill Barr has basically ensured that his investigation can and will continue even if a Biden administration takes office.
Therein lies a problem.
Good news.
Yeah, there's good news, but therein lies a quick problem in the last 30 seconds. I want to see everything unredacted, released, made public. But if the investigation's continuing, we won't see a lot of this material.
Well, the good thing I will say is that the manner in which John Durham was appointed special counsel, only the attorney general can personally remove him from office. And so if we do see him removed from office, if we do see a report not forthcoming, especially if Durham indicates he submitted one, then we certainly, you know something, you know, it raises alarm bells. And at that point, Congress certainly needs to get involved.
All right. And I really appreciate your time. And so very quick, yes or no, it will continue even if Biden's in office. Yes or no?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Jack Smith, we certainly appreciate it. Jack Smith, legal fellow of the Beast Center for the Heritage Foundation. We'll take a break. And when we come back, oh, wait to hear Obama. Wait till you hear this.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So I told you earlier that we have the issue about how to rig the election and how the Democrats have their playbook. And I was reading a piece that appeared in Town Hall by one of their columnists named Larry O'Connor. No relationship, O'Connor, and with an O-R instead of E-R. And then saying, if you want to rig an election, you do exactly what the Democrats did in 2020. And he went on to say, I'm not saying they did it. I'm just saying, look at what happened. And we talked about some of those issues earlier, but I want to cap it off here at one point. He said, for one thing, you do, you'd count ballots without a careful check of signatures on the ballot versus signature of the voter's registration. Well, according to the Maricopa County GOP chairwoman, that's what they were doing near the end. It takes too long to verify. Run it through. Then they'd separate envelopes and other identifying documents from the ballots, discard them. That's going to make it hard to verify the validity of each ballot, checking on duplicates or dead voters, and did the ballots come in after Election Day. Plus, you'd stop counting at a certain point so you could properly ascertain how many votes you need to find your help for your chosen candidate. And then he added, next year to conduct the counting and verification process without any legitimate oversight. If you're really brazen, you keep election watchers 30, 40 feet away. Maybe even put up giant sheets of poster board in the windows so no one could see from outside in the hallway. And then he adds this. Again, to reiterate, this column does not suggest that Biden or his party cheated or in any way rigged the process so that cheating could easily occur in the 2020 election. We are merely pointing out that if they had wanted to cheat and rig the system, they'd do exactly what they did. And they did. Right out of their playbook. Progressive Democrats have a problem now with Barack Obama. Progressives are all about defunding police. And if you remember, one congresswoman, I want to say in Virginia, in a conference call after she narrowly survived her election, she said, we lost a lot of good members, talking about Democrats, because they kept getting this thing thrown in their face, defund the police. We got to stop talking about that. And well, immediately AOC and the squad went on the attack against her and said, don't blame us. Blame the fact that you guys haven't been doing your job properly. Well, now Barack Obama's on record. He's saying the other day, he said, that kind of statement, it might be a snappy slogan, defund the police. He said, but it alienates voters. No kidding. But Obama said, you're also a big audience the minute you say it, which makes it a lot less likely you're going to get the changes you want. The key is deciding, do you actually want to get something done, or do you just want to feel good among the people you already agree with? Obama, right in the face of Squad and the progressives. They're not backing down for him. He's a racist. He is if he doesn't agree with them, apparently. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar shot back, we lose people in the hands of police. It's not a slogan, a policy demand. Another squad members joined in. Rashida Tlaib, Michigan, said, we need to hold up people like Rosa Parks, who was vilified and attacked for her civil disobedience. I'm not sure whether that has to do with anything, but she thought she'd throw it in. And then you got Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts said, I'm out of patience with people criticizing the language we activists use, such as defund police. And, of course, newly elected Cori Bush, Democrat of Missouri, who won and defeated longstanding Congressman Clay, who had held the seat for years after his father held it for decades. She got in because she was saying, we need to defund police. And even Clay Jr. was saying, now, you really don't do that. And in fact, you endanger the minority community. They're the ones who suffer the most. Well, she got elected on it. Obama's telling them that's not going to do you well, and it's not. But I'm glad. Let them out there. Let them yell defund the police all day long. And then watch how fast each and every one of them, we've already seen numerous examples, Hollywood elite among them, anytime they have an issue or I see somebody strange, what do? They call the police. Huh, how about that? Oh, President-elect Joe Biden has a statement about the FBI director, for Christopher Wray. Wray has less than 7 years left in his 10-year term as director. He began August 2017. Can be removed by the president at any time. He's not gotten along well with Trump, been very contentious. Trump still could fire him before he leaves office on January 20. Trump apparently is considering doing so, and was thinking about doing it even if he won re-election. Well, Christopher Wray, you can thank Joe Biden if he gets into office, because he is on record for now that I will keep Christopher Wray as the director of the FBI. Things are just great. Things are just great in the progressive land so far. Coming up, the expose, Project Veritas, catching CNN President Zucker micromanaging what gets on his ear as news content. I cannot wait to bite into this story. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.